Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. Police say a man shot and killed himself after an argument inside a Center City high-rise, and that gunfire drew a huge police response. SWAT teams and counterterrorism officers. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Police Staff Inspector Siku Kinnebrew says officers went to an apartment on the 18th floor. That's where a man in his 60s told them his roommate, a man in his 30s, got into an argument with a third man.
SWAT officers arrived, went into that bedroom, and recognized two things. That this male did, in fact, fire one shot, it looks like, out the window, and also fired a self-inflicted shot to his own head, mortally wounding himself.
Kinnebrew says the shot out the window hit a banister, but no people.
Kinnebrew says a third man in the apartment wasn't there when police arrived. He says officers would like to talk to him. The jury had a split verdict in the sexual assault case of a former Temple University fraternity president. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson says the defendant was led away in handcuffs.
The accusers gripped each other's hands as the verdict was read. The first smiling and tearing up as defendant Ari Goldstein dropped his head, hearing he was guilty of three attempted sexual assault charges. But the mood shifted as the second accuser heard he was not guilty on three sexual assault charges. Prosecutor Zach Weinkoop then asked for the 23-year-old Goldstein to be put behind bars. The judge agreed.
I believe that this is a dangerous act. I mean, the facts of the case that he was convicted on, that was a girl who was locked in his bedroom, who screamed for help, who was stuck there for over 30 minutes.
Goldstein will be sentenced in May. James Sullivan School in the Northeast will remain closed the rest of the week because of asbestos. Students and staff should relocate to 926 West Sedgley Avenue for tomorrow and Friday. There will be transportation from Sullivan to the Sedgley building both those days. Buses leave Sullivan at 9 a.m. School officials say asbestos work and testing has gone well at Sullivan, but a few areas need additional work. A year-long study into sexual harassment in the workplace in New Jersey has led to a series of recommendations to combat it. State officials say the recommendations will be enacted quickly. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports.
From the halls of the state capitol to the local market, it's a problem left unaddressed for too long. Rachel Wayner Apter, director of New Jersey's Division on Civil Rights, has led the effort to come up with ideas to change that.
Even as women make up nearly half of the workforce, sexual harassment persists in every sector of the economy, and it persists in housing and places of public accommodation as well.
Legislation will be introduced to better define a hostile working environment, require better training, and allow paid and unpaid workers more time to file a complaint.
Governor Murphy will also order state licensing agencies to change policies on workplace harassment, focusing on the casino industry. Well, a Philadelphia judge admits violating the judicial code of conduct. KYW's Justin Udo reports the judge's violations stretch back nearly 4 years.
Pennsylvania's Judicial Conduct Board accused Common Pleas Court Judge Lyris Young of not properly doing her job. They say Young had a backlog of at least 9 cases with overdue opinions. They add at times Young repeatedly interfered and interrupted with cross-examinations and rushed testimonies. Documents show at other times she demeaned people in her court. Young admitted to her errors a day before her trial on those charges was scheduled to start. It is not yet known what her punishment will be.
Young admitted the errors a day before her trial and the charges was scheduled to start. It's unclear how she'll be punished. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.